Sorry? No, no. If I had a stand, I'd take my watch off and put it on it. And you know the story, don't you? The story of the little... Am I on? Yeah. The little boy who said to Dad, you know, Dad, every time that preacher stands up, he takes his watch off and he puts it on the lectern. Why does he do that? What's it for? And he said, son, it means absolutely nothing. So I realise I'm on a bit of a deadline here today. So it's lovely to be here with you. Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm Stephen Walker from Holy Trinity in Tewkesbury. It's lovely to share on this occasion with you. And lovely to be with the Icing Pop team again. They came to Holy Trinity, when was it? In the autumn, I think. Was it sometime? Last year? No, it was earlier this year, wasn't it? January or February this year. And we were doing a sermon series on the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5 to 7. And their visit coincided with the passage that I'm going to look at today, because I thought it just seemed to fit so well with their visit. And hearing the excitement of what God is doing through Icing Pop, there's a real sense of being part of an adventure. You know, and the Christian life is about engaging in an adventure. I don't know if you're the sort of person who thinks, I'm up for an adventure. You know, I like something a bit exciting, something a bit different, something that's going to maybe take me a little bit outside my comfort zone and go on a journey, and let's just see where it takes us. And that certainly seems to be the case with Icing Pop and Icing Worship, that it's an adventure, it's a journey, it's exciting, it's new, and it's engaging with an essential mission in our society today, reaching out to children in schools. There's nothing more important than reaching out to these children. So if you've got your Bibles with you today, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to talk a little bit for a few moments on that whole theme of treasures in heaven. Because this is really, friends, this is what it's all about, isn't it, actually? This exciting adventure of Icing Pop can only happen if they have investment. And that investment comes from us being supported by the wider church. And so Jesus' teaching to us is very, very practical. And we're looking at verses 18. Have we got any lights on here? I'm struggling to read this, actually. No, 19. There, that's much better. Thank you. I can see it now. Verses 19 onwards. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Jesus is saying there are choices. Now, we all have choices to make, don't we? We've made a choice to come here today to worship God, which is fantastic. Well done. We make choices about where we live, about what we're going to do with our lives. I made a choice to be ordained into the Anglican Church and serve God as a church leader. I've been watching this fantastic program on Sunday night at 6 o'clock with Paul O'Grady in the Salvation Army. I don't know if any of you have seen that, but I think it's a fantastic showcase of the work of the Salvation Army in very practical ways. If you haven't seen it, and you're not, I don't know if you have a service here tonight, so I don't want to rob you of anyone from your congregation, but if you haven't seen it and you're at home tonight, 6 o'clock, BBC One, watch it. And then go back. I did it last week, and I went back onto iPlayer and watched the previous episodes, because it's just so interesting seeing the impact of the Salvation Army on Paul O'Grady, who says, I'm a cynical sinner. There's no chance for me. And all of a sudden, his heart is being gradually warmed. And the other week, he was quite emotional. And he said, I think I'm beginning to change. It's a wonderful program. And I was thinking, if I had grown up, if my father had been a Salvation Army officer, I probably would have become a Salvation Army officer because of the wonderful work they're doing. We all make choices. We make choices about where we shop. I mean, who likes to go to Morrison's? I like small supermarkets. So mine's the small one in Tesco's or Aldi. Who likes Aldi? I like Aldi. I get round in 20 minutes, yeah, and it's cheap. You know, we make choices about where we shop. We make choices about our lives and our lifestyles. And Jesus is saying the Christian life is about making a choice. There's the broad way and there's the narrow way. There's the road to life and there's the road to death. You can build your life on a foundation of rock or a foundation of sand. We make choices. And here in this passage, Jesus is saying, we have a choice to make about where we're going to invest our treasures for a good return. Now, you know, there's no point putting your money into ISAs these days. You get absolutely nothing for it, do you, really? Interest rates are absolutely flat. So where are we going to invest our resources? And Jesus wants us to choose well, to make good choices on how we live our lives. What's he first of all not saying? He's not saying you shouldn't have personal possessions. He's not saying you shouldn't have your own house, your own car, furniture and things that we need to live by. Of course he's not saying that. Nowhere in the Bible does it forbid having personal property. But none of those things should capture our hearts. You know, none of those things. If we find we're just so obsessed with the next holiday or the next thing we're doing or building an extension on the house or whatever it might be, if that's occupying our minds and our hearts and it's capturing our hearts more than the kingdom of God, then there's something not quite right. Jesus said in Luke 12:15, watch out, he says, watch out, wake up, be on your guard. A person's life does not consist in the abundance of their possessions. That's not what defines us. Our possessions don't define us. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I was saying, we've been living in Tewkesbury now for 10 years, and I've never been to Cribb's Causeway. I don't know if anyone here has ever been to Cribb's Causeway. Anyone? Okay. Yeah. And this person said to me, he said, before he was saved, he would be down there every Sunday. They would go to Cribb's. He said, it was my church. And I said, did you go and just to the window shop? He said, no, we would always go and buy something. And I thought, I've never been to Cribb's Causeway. But you know, for some people, their lives are defined by their possessions and by the things they accumulate. And Jesus is saying, build your treasure in heaven, not on earth. When the Icing Pop team came to Holy Trinity, I told the story from J. John the Evangelist. Have you heard of him? J. John is a very humorous, witty character. And he was telling the story about his father's funeral. And he's Cypriot by origin. And he went back to Cyprus for his father's funeral. And all the family had gathered, the big family, and all round the meal table afterwards, having the bun fight after the service. And someone said, how much did he leave? You know, everyone wants to know facts and figures, don't they? How much did he leave? And J. John thought, how much did he leave? How much did he leave? He left it all. He didn't take any of it with him. And that's true, isn't it? You know, we leave it all behind. We don't take anything with us. But it's about what captures our hearts, what captures our hearts. And the second thing Jesus is not saying is he's not forbidden saving for a rainy day. He's not saying you can't put some money away into savings. That's important that we do. When I was preaching the sermon last time, I didn't realize that my rainy day was coming the very next day. You know, you say, well, we'll save for a rainy day and you know, just keep something to one side. The very next day, it was Monday morning, my car was due for a service. And I go to Clive Walford's garage that used to be up by Cotswold Dairy. I don't know if anyone knows that way. You go up Northway Lane past the Boys Brigade Hut. Anyway, I was unaware as I was driving up Northway Lane. The rain was coming down that Monday morning, driving my car up for a service. And I noticed there was water on the road. And I thought, well, I know this road does get flooded, but normally there's a sign out saying, road closed, floods. There was no sign, so I thought, maybe it's just surface water and I can get through. And I started going down this road, and I was in a bit of a hurry because I had to get back to the school assembly. I was going down this road. And then the water started coming over the bonnet of the car. And I was thinking, oh, this is getting too deep. I need to reverse and get out of here. So I put it into reverse to try and reverse out, and it wouldn't move back. And I thought, oh, I've got to keep going. Back in the first, move forward, and everything came to a stop. And I thought, oh, no, what? And I sat there, and water started coming through the doors. And having lived in Tewkesbury for 10 years, we've never been victims of the floods, thankfully. 2007 didn't affect us, affected a lot of our congregation, but not us. I can now say I'm a true Tewkesbarian, if it's such a word, a victim of the floods. And I sat there as the water came in. I got my mobile phone out. I don't know why I did this. And I phoned my wife at home, and I said, oh, Sharon, I've done it. And she said, what? I said, I've driven into floods, and I'm stuck, and the car's a write-off. I don't know why I told her that. I just kind of felt I needed to talk to someone. Fortunately, because I had saved for a rain, and the car sat in there, they couldn't reach it for a week. It was sat in the floods. I waded out. I managed to retrieve everything out of the glove pockets and everything out of all the cubby holes. I found a bag, and I walked home. It came up to here when I got out of the car. I walked home soaked from there, carrying all this stuff while people were driving by on the road. They must have thought, what a plonker. The worst thing of it was, as I was sitting there and the water was all coming in, I looked in my rearview mirror and there was a man 50 yards up the road putting out signs saying, road closed, floods. The point is, I'd saved for a rainy day and I was able to go out and buy another second-hand car. Cost me quite a bit of money, but I'd save. Jesus is not saying we shouldn't save for a rainy day, but it's all a question of scale. Do you remember the story he told about the rich fool when he said, this man had so much? He said, what am I going to do? I'll build bigger barns and bigger barns to have it all. And Jesus, what did he say to him? He said, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. Then who will get all that you have stored up for yourself? And he said, it's more important to be generous towards God than to store up in barns. It's not a question of not saving for a rainy day, but it's all a question of scale and how much, how generous we are, how rich we are towards God. So he says in verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. And in verse 20, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So the key is, where is your heart? What we fix our hearts on? What catches our heart? Is your heart focused on yourself? The next holiday? The next pair of shoes? The next thing that you really love? What's your hobby? The next restaurant you might visit? Nothing wrong with those things in themselves. But it's when they so preoccupy our thoughts and capture our hearts that they push God out of the way. And finally, quickly, I know time is running on, what does treasure in heaven look like? Well, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, Paul says this. He says, now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Treasure in heaven are the things that remain, the things that endure, the things that last forever. And the thing that lasts forever is our character. It's our character that we're going to take with us through into the Lord's presence. And if we have a character and a heart that is generous and giving and selfless, that's what we take with us. A character that wants to see our world impacted with the love of Jesus. It's such a joy to be with you here today, because here in Twinning, you have a strategic position right in the heart of this community to impact this community for Jesus. You're so well located here. Just as I drove in here, thinking of all the houses round about you. We just have a new children and families worker, Lucy, and her husband, Andy. They've just moved up the road here. I think it's number 3, just up there. So they're right just down the road from you. But you've got lots of people living all around you. And it's delightful to hear that you're impacting the school with Icing Pop here in Twinning. It's such a strategic place for you to be, that you can share God's love with the, that's your mission field here, and the people you rub shoulders with each week. The other thing that treasure in heaven might look like is how we use those resources that God has given to us to invest in making a significant difference in bringing people to Christ. You know, before I came up here this morning, I was just giving out a notice or two at Holy Trinity about our Alpha course before then shooting on here to be with you. And as I was coming out the door, the people walking, having been down to the coffee shop, they're coming in with their cups of coffee and so on. And my wife knows that I'm not a great one for going to the coffee shops. Because I think, why spend £2.50 on a cup of coffee when I can get one at home for next to nothing? I know we live in a coffee, she thinks I'm a miser. But I think, you know, if people spend £5 a week on coffee, you know, if you support the work of Compassion, you could sponsor a child for that, £20 a month, and make a significant difference to a child's life. That's just my way of thinking. But, you know, like Zark said, every one of us can do something to make a difference in other people's lives. With Icing Pop, a couple of quid a week, your cup of coffee, or whatever it is that you might spend on something can just make a difference. And I've seen firsthand the impact that Icing Pop has in our schools in Tewkesbury. So let me just draw to a close. I usually say that about 15 minutes before I finish. Jesus says, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve the God of money and the God who is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are limits to what money can do for us. Money can buy medicine, but it cannot buy health. It can buy a house, but it cannot buy a home. Money can buy companionship, but it cannot buy friendship. Money can buy entertainment, but it cannot buy happiness. It can buy food, but it cannot buy an appetite. It can buy a bed, but it cannot buy sleep. I've seen something on TV the other day about this place where these people were going to buy a bed, which is individually made for you. The pocket springs on the bed made for you cost an enormous amount of money. But it doesn't buy you sleep, does it? Because sleep is a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind. Money can buy a crucifix, but it cannot buy a savior. It can buy a good life, but it cannot buy an eternal life. A person is rich according to what he is, not according to what he has. And the passage goes on, we haven't time to go into it this morning, but it says, therefore, do not worry. Put your trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not worry. Make good choices as to how you steward your resources. Fix your heart on your eternal home and invest your treasure in heaven. And seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. You know, the adventure of life is about being in the slipstream of God's purposes for each one of us. And that is when we know the greatest excitement, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest satisfaction by being part of his purpose and his kingdom. Are you in the slipstream of God's purposes for your life? We can all play our part and partner with Icing Pop, partner with Compassion, partner with the ministry of the church, and partner with God in the things that he calls us into. Let's just pray for a moment and listen to what he's saying to each of us, because he is here by his Spirit and he's speaking to us this morning. Let's just listen to him as we surrender ourselves afresh to him. How we can hold loose to the things of this world. And how we can spend ourselves, our money, our resources, the things that God has blessed us with, on those things that will endure forever. Father God, will you speak to each one of us this morning, that each of us might be in the slipstream of your love, of your purposes, and of the great adventure you hold out to us, to be part of your mission in this world, whatever it is that you call us to be and where you call us to serve. Help us to know your presence with us, Lord. Moses said, unless your presence goes with us, we will not go. Lord, we need your presence every passing hour. and help us to hear from you as to how we can partner with you in your work of kingdom building in the schools, in this community, and further afield, that your name may be glorified and your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.